Welcome back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on this not-so-beautiful Thursday morning here in the great state of Michigan. And you can, of course, reach out to Steve. He is at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter and Facebook. And, of course, you can reach him at stevegruber.com. Just got done talking about, you know, some of the decisions being made in Washington and how we're kind of lacking some leaders with some foresight, with some principles to kind of read through these bills, to take stands, to really to be leaders, these women and these men that are serving in these roles. And my next guest is going to kind of touch on that himself, as he kind of taken an approach that men in society today have kind of relinquished their leadership role in certain aspects. And we're going to find out why. Joining me is Ryan Mickler. He is the founder and CEO of Order of Man. Ryan, thanks for joining the program.
Hey, glad to be here today. Looking forward to the conversation.
So, you know, Order of Man, of course, it is a business, but I think many like yourself and I would say it's more of a movement that you started. Can you describe for the audience what exactly Order of Man is and why you started it?
Yeah, I started Order of Man about 6 years ago with the goal of giving men the tools and resources and conversations they needed to thrive, because I noticed a big gap and lack for myself. I had ambitions within my business, within the walls of my home, and there didn't seem to be a lot of resources other than some popular magazines about how to get six-pack abs in 5 minutes a day. And I was looking for something a little bit more in-depth than that. So there were some things out there, but there was a huge gap between what we as men know we should be doing, because everybody knows, and then what we're actually doing and how we're actually performing. So it was always my goal to bridge that gap between what we know and what we do. It's the integrity gap is what I call it. And we've been fairly successful over the past 6 years with it.
Right. And I mean, your motto is protect, provide, and preside. It's this idea that, you know, men have a certain role in society to be responsible, to be people of integrity, to be upstanding citizens. I would assume, however, with the type of approach you take sometimes, there are going to be some, and I'm simply playing devil's advocate, that say this contributes to quote-unquote the patriarchy or sexism or chauvinism, toxic masculinity, if you will. What do you say to those kind of people that kind of confront you with this sort of thing?
I mean, I don't buy too much and put too much weight into those types of terms like the tyrannical patriarchy and toxic masculinity. But look, like you said, our motto is protect, provide, preside. And if you look at the foundational element of every one of those, it's to serve. So I don't think anybody in their right mind or anybody that spends any amount of time listening to what we talk about believes for a second that what we're doing is quote unquote toxic. We're here to make ourselves more capable as men, to be good leaders, to be good stewards over our resources, to serve other people, to lift others up. And so, again, at the foundation is to serve, not to hinder, not to take away, not to diminish, but to lift others up and provide for people.
Got it. Joining me on the other end of our line is Ryan Mickler. He is the founder and CEO of Order of Man. Now, Ryan, I listened to one of your recent podcasts, the interview with Congressman Madison Cawthorn. Out of North Carolina. And you know, you mentioned to serve, and you had conversations with him about this same type of thing. And I guess my question to you is, why do you think there is this depleted supply of good men, good leaders in this country? Is it laziness? Is it because they're afraid of being attacked by the same sort of things I've described earlier, that, you know, you'd be a member of the patriarchy or what have you? What do you think is the driving force behind a lack of this type of leadership that we're looking for?
I think it's a generational problem. You know, we live in this culture and society that makes women believe that they're in order to be successful and valuable, they have to go out into the workforce and they have to act just like men. And so we don't have women at home. Divorce rates are on the rise, and not even divorce rates necessarily. People aren't even getting married anymore. So what we have is we have this generation of young men who are growing up without a permanent male role model in their home. And so they're learning from their school teachers, they're learning from their peers, they're learning from gang activity. They're learning from rappers and entertainers and artists, and they're not learning from noble, honorable men who are inside of the walls of their home, who are help correcting and remedying as these young men are exhibiting masculine characteristics. They're not able to get that refining fire that they need from permanent fathers in their home. It's a real travesty, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, and your message is resonating. I mean, you look on Facebook, you look on Instagram, you look on Twitter. I mean, you have a substantial following. Your podcasts are very popular. You have big-name guests. I just described Congressman Cawthorn. I believe you interviewed Matthew McConaughey. I mean, you're reaching out to these men who have accomplished, you know, Jocko Willing, Tim Kennedy. You reach out to these men, and you have conversations with them on how they've bettered their lives. And, you know, everybody knows who these people are. I guess moving forward, when it comes to the Order of Man, what's next? I mean, when are you going to be able to say, Order of Man has achieved X, and I have been successful? What's the next step for you?
Look, I already feel like I've been successful. If I can help one man, you know, salvage his relationship or connect on a deeper level with his kids or start a business or lose 50 pounds, I mean, we've checked that off the list. So I already feel successful. But that said, I have ambitions, I have desires for this organization and movement. A lot of what we've done is digital up to this point, and so we're really experimenting with live events. We're experimenting with local chapters where we have structure and organization to be able to get men banded together, shoulder to shoulder, locally, helping each other out, iron sharpening iron, serving in their communities, getting involved in charitable organizations within their neighborhoods and cities. So, yeah, we've got a lot on the docket, but I think it'll start to move away from being exclusively digital content to face-to-face interactions, which is very, very needed in society today, especially in the wake of COVID reaction and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about that earlier in the show on how, I mean, that's the essence of our society, getting together face-to-face, having those conversations in person, sharing a drink, cigar, you know, going shooting, what have you. I mean, that's where the conversations are had. But Ryan, if folks want to check you out, check out the movement Order of Man, where can they find you?
Orderofman.com is our headquarters, so you can check that out. The podcast is where we put most of our content out, so go to any podcast player, type in Order of Man, you'll find us there. And then all of my Instagram profile, or excuse me, social media profiles are at Ryan Michler, and my last name is M-I-C-H-L-E-R.
Very good. Well, Ryan, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for all the work you do. I'm a big fan, and I think a lot of our listeners ascribe to the same sort of things you're saying. And good luck in the future with all your endeavors. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, brother. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber here on The Steve Gruber Show. We have a lot more to go here on The Steve Gruber Show. Of course, you can always reach out to Steve Gruber at Steve Gruber Show, and he is on Twitter and Facebook. Please check out SteveGruber.com as well. I'm Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.